It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study of dispensations, we've been looking at eternity future. Now, this will also be a dispensation, because men, women, boys, and girls will be on this earth during eternity future. And some people are afraid to talk about this because they believe that only cults talk about people being on this earth in eternity. Well, I got news for you. The Bible is not a cult book, but the Bible tells us that it is the Word of God, it's profitable, and it is good. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And as we look into the book, we find that there will be people on this earth during eternity future. I remind you that in God's sight, in God's mind, that eternity always has been. But we look to eternity future, when all things are changed. God says, "Behold, I make all things new." There will be a new heaven. There will be a new earth. Now, what that means is the new heavens will be above us. That is not God's abode that's going to change, because there is no sin that has ever entered into heaven. Well, some people say, wasn't the devil there? He was there until iniquity was found in him, and he was cast out. And I believe that was before heaven was tainted with the sin of the devil, of Satan. So I do not believe that God's abode, we think of it as God's abode, God's heaven, it will not be made new. The heaven above us will be made new, a new heaven and a new earth. Well, we stopped the last time when we started talking about the New Jerusalem. And let me remind you that the New Jerusalem is not heaven. The Bible says that it came down from heaven, out of God, out of heaven. Well, in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 21, we start having a guided tour of the New Jerusalem. John is given this by an angel. You see, one of the seven angels who held one of the seven vials, and we're going to read about this in just a moment, one of those angels full of the vials full of the seven last plagues, approached John to give him a tour of the heavenly Jerusalem. Now, John's tour of the future city is a tour for all believers who will one day have access to the city. A description of this city is found in Revelation chapter 21, verses 9 through 11. And we see in verse 10 that it is a great city. Well, let's read those verses. Revelation chapter 21, verses 9 through 11. "And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife." And this excites me because I'm part of that group. I'm part of the Lamb's wife, the bride of Christ. And verse 10, it says, "And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God." So it is not heaven. It was descending out of heaven. John saw it. "Having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal." People today, they try to make diamonds and get diamonds out of the ground, and they say that they're perfect. No, this is not as perfect as what we're going to be able to experience as we look at the city of New Jerusalem as it comes down. It's like a stone most precious, even a jasper stone, clear as crystal. It's unimaginable. Revelation chapter 21, we keep reading in verse 15 and 16, it says, "And he talked with me," this is the angel speaking with John, "and he had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof, and the city lieth four square, and the length is as large as the breadth, and he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal." Well, we're given insights as to how great New Jerusalem will be. But in our mind's eye, at least in my finite mind, we cannot come close to imagining the splendor, the immenseness, or the beauty of the city. When God does something, He does it upright. Well, the size of the city, we see this in Revelation 21, verses 15 and 16, and we've already read that. And it talks about furlongs, and a furlong would be 660 feet. But notice, according to the dimensions we're given in Revelation 21, verses 15 and 16, 660 feet would be multiplied by 12,000. This equals 7,920,000. And if we divide that by 5,280 feet, and that's a mile, we end up with 1,500. In other words, at 15 miles. And this is squared. This is width, breadth, height, and everything. 1,500 miles. Now, 1,500 miles south, east, west, and up to the length, breadth, and height are all the same. The New Jerusalem. There are 12 gates with the 12 names of the 12 tribes. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin. And we read about that in Revelation 21 and verse 12. Now, the city is laid out as a square. I've mentioned this. Its length, I remind you, is as great as its breadth. And the Bible says that it was measured, that's the angel, measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. Its length, breadth, and height are equal. Now, notice the walls of this city. Revelation 21 and verse 17. And he, once again the angel, measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. Now the walls are 144 cubits, in other words, 18 inches thick. 1.5 feet times 144 cubits equals, now it's more than 18 inches thick. Get this now, it would be 216 feet thick. Those are the walls, 216 feet thick. Now we see the walls of the city. The city is laid out as a square, according as our guide, the angel, the guide who takes John on this journey of this guided tour. The city is 12,000 furlongs square. I remind you once again, a furlong is 660 feet, and we see that this immense thing was 12,000 furlongs, 7,920,000 feet divided by 5,280. Makes 1,500 miles from top to bottom, squared top to bottom, from side to side, north, east, south, and west. Now, using the measurements given, there would be 1,500 floors, with each floor having 2,250,000 square miles of space. The total space for the city would be 3,375,000,000 square miles. See, where are all the people going to be placed? How is that city going to hold people? I just told you there's going to be 2,250,000 square miles of space. The total space for the city is going to be 3,375,000,000 square miles. Now, think of this. Although the city is said to measure 1,500 miles high, this does not necessarily mean there are only 1,500 floors. Each section does not have to be 1 mile high. Each section could be only a half mile high, a quarter mile high, and so forth, thus making even more room for occupants. Now notice this. There are 27,878,400 square feet in a square mile. And if we divide 27,878,400 square feet by 43,560 feet, and this is in an acre, and the answer is 640 acres in a square mile. Well, You say, why am I going through this? Because I want you to see, I'm wanting you to see, if possible, to see the immenseness of this. 640 miles square, a mile times 2,250,000 square miles per level equals 1,440,000,000 acres per level times 1,500 levels equal to 2,160,000,000,000,000 acres. God is so good. And I've said this so many times. God has always had a plan. God does things. He doesn't look at things simply as we do. He looks at things on a grand scale. And it's time you and I, as the saved people of God, that we open our eyes and look at the grand scheme of things, how that God is so good, and how that God has always had a plan, and He wants us to be a part of His plan, to do what He wants us to do, bring honor and glory to Him. And as we do that, we do bring honor and glory to Him by serving Him, by letting other people know that Jesus loves them and that He came to seek and to save them from a devil's hell. And we just got through studying about the white throne and about the lake of fire. God does not want anyone going to the lake of fire. He wants people to be saved and to enjoy the future with Him. Well, we get back to start studying and looking at the New Jerusalem, and we see, according to what John wrote, there will be approximately 2,160,000,000,000,000 acres in New Jerusalem. I can't even imagine that. You see, if half, and that's 54 billion, of the approximate 108 billion people who have lived to this point, and that was the census in 2020, 108 billion people have lived through this up to that time in history. If they were to live in the New Jerusalem, they each would have approximately 40 acres of space plus a mile of space overhead. Again, the division of space in this city is approximate based on the numbers given by John. I do not think we could even imagine the beauty of this city. We cannot imagine the immenseness of this city. We cannot imagine the good things that God has prepared for those who love Him, for those who have trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We cannot imagine the glory that awaits us as we are taken to be with our Lord and Savior. Some of us will not taste death as some people will. Those of us will not taste death because we'll be going up to meet the Lord in the air at the rapture. We'll be caught up together to meet Him. The Bible says that He's going to descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and He's going to say, come up hither. And when we go up, we're going to be with our loved ones who have gone on before. Well, this breath of life may leave us before that happens, but it makes no difference because we'll still be with the Lord. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And let me give you some encouragement today. You may be going through a difficult time. These are difficult times we live in, but no matter how difficult it becomes, we keep looking to the Lord because He has so many great things waiting for us, for those of us who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We have eternal life, and one day the greatest joy that we will have is to be able to meet our Lord and Savior personally. If you've never trusted Him, won't you trust Jesus today? Call upon Him. Ask Him to come into your heart.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.